And as you heard in the bulletin, polls opened for voting in the general election just over an hour ago, and they're open until 10 tonight. So to talk you through everything you need to know about casting your vote, I'm joined by Tim Carey, who's head of electoral operations at An Cumasúin Toghchán. Let's talk first about who's eligible to vote, because there have been a lot of new registrations, haven't there?
There have been an awful lot of new registrations. In the first 11 days of November, well over 100,000 people registered just in that period of time. And registrations this year are up over 400,000 in total. But not everyone who's registered on the electoral register is entitled to vote in a Dáil election. So Dáil election, Irish and British citizens over the age of 18, normally resident in Ireland, who are on the electoral register, and they're eligible to vote today.
And that adds up to 3,689,896 people. And their job is to elect 173 TDs in 43
constituencies.
174, but one of them is the Ceann Comhairle. So effectively, yes, it's 173 and 43. So to do that job, what does somebody need to know before they go to the polling station?
Okay. Voting is very simple, but it's easy to get it wrong. Okay, so you need to bring your identification. You may not be asked for it, but if you are asked for it, you'll have to produce it. So, driver's license, passport, employee card with a photograph, student card with a photograph. There's a, you know, they're pretty generous on what they allow. The Electoral Commission website, electoralcommission.ie, is hopping at the moment. And we have all the information that you need if you need further information on that. You go to the polling station, you give your name and address. The polling staff will look for you on the register. They'll find you on the register. They will then, they may ask for your identification. Yeah. At that point, they'll cross you off and then they'll give you a ballot. Now, very important, when they give you the ballot, make sure that it's been stamped. It's kind of a perforated letter. It's not an ink stamp.
So you'll see them doing that in front of you.
You should see them do that in front of you,
like a punch hole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. If that is not done, and in a very small percentage of cases, it's not done because they're busy or they just forget, your vote won't count. It is actually an invalid vote. So make sure it's stamped. Once it's stamped, go into the polling booth and start filling out your ballot. Very importantly, start with the number one. Your first preference choice must have the number one. Don't give a tick or an X or anything else or circle them. Start with the number one and then work your way down the ballot as much or as few candidates as you want. You can stop at one or, and I've seen it, some people will go down the whole ballot. And in, I think in Loud there's 24 candidates and they'll fill out the 24 candidates. And so it's whatever you want to do. Don't write anything else on the ballot paper if you want your vote to count. So don't write up Loud or up the Dubs or up Mayo. Don't comment on one of the politicians or anything like that. Because if you do, your vote may not be counted.
It may be ruled a spoiled vote.
Correct.
In that case.
Yes. Yeah. So that's really important. And, you know, the only person that's going to see whatever you write or whatever you do is the two people who are counting your ballot in the count station.
And what about selfies? What about photographs? What about, this is the vote I've just filled out?
Yeah, that's an absolute no-no. So the secrecy of the ballot is paramount. Secrecy of the polling station is really important. So no photographs inside the polling stations. By all means, you know, we're in an age of social media where people want to show people what they've done. By all means, share the fact that you voted. Take a selfie outside the polling station in front of the sign, but not inside the polling station.
I know the Electoral Commission has done a lot of work on access to polling stations for people with disability. So talk to me about people with disability going to the polls today.
So this is really important for the Commission. We have staff in every county in the country today going into polling stations, partly assessing them for disability access. We also have a team going with people who have disabilities to go with them to get their experience of voting, to feed back to the returning officers. So if you have a disability and you need assistance, the polling staff are there to help you. If you're visually impaired, they have braille templates so that you can use a braille template for your vote to cast your vote. There's also a phone line in each of the local authorities so that you can hear the candidates instead of having to read the ballot paper. So there's lots of assistance that's available. If you're in any doubt or in any concern, talk to a member of staff at the polling station and they will be absolutely delighted to help you. And our report on we've done a report at each of the elections on disability access. We'd like to see an improvement of that in each one, we'll be reporting on this election in the coming months, and disability will be a main feature
because
of that.
Whether you have a disability, you're still a citizen. You're absolutely entitled to vote,
and that is your right, and exercise your right. You should have the same voting experience as anyone else.
And I know, again, since the Electoral Commission was set up, you've been doing a lot of research and finding out more about elections. One of the pieces of research you've carried out tells us about when people make up their minds, when they decide 1, 2, 3, 4 and so on.
Yeah, and it's usually pretty late for a lot of people. I mean, some people are going to the polling station this morning, probably still thinking of who they're going to vote for. So, you know, research is, you know, a quarter of people make up their minds really in the last 24, 48 hours. So it's a really key time. And that's also, so just, you know, and maybe before you go to the polling station, because when you get presented with a big long list, you can get actually a bit flustered, you know, because it's not a normal situation. So maybe just write
down. Especially because you have to, you know, you have to look up and down. Yep. And so take your time. Look at it carefully.
Yeah. Take your time. Look at it carefully. If you make a mistake, don't scribble out anything. If you've made a mistake and you say, that's not actually what I meant to vote for, bring your ballot paper back to the polling staff and say, can I have another one? They will absolutely give you another one. They'll stamp that one, declare it a spoiled vote. That's technically the spoiled vote, and then give you a new one. So, you know, this is all to help you. It's the most important thing that you can do today. My vote is the same as yours. Your vote is the same as the president's. It's the one thing we do in society where we are all absolutely equal. Everyone is equal today.
And the research you're doing on this election, that's particularly interesting.
Yeah, so this is going to be, you know, there's a lot of research into why people voted certain ways, why you chose this political party. So we're doing research onto why people who don't vote today, why they didn't vote. And that'll be the first time. So that's going to inform us as to how, because this is a key cohort for the Electoral Commission, obviously. Mm-hmm. And next year we'll be starting our consultation for our education and public participation plan. And that's really a 10, 20-year horizon for that. That is to increase turnout, increase engagement with the democratic and electoral process. And this is part, this will feed into that. So really important to find out, why aren't people voting? And until we answer that, it's very hard to address their needs.
And it's also important, and I mean, we're lucky, some of us remember the controversy about electronic voting. We have a very transparent system. It's pen and paper. It can't be interfered with. But equally, we do live in an age of misinformation. So this kind of work is really important, isn't it, to keep confidence in the electoral system and to keep fine-tuning the way we run elections.
Absolutely, and be responsive to the needs of the public in terms of this. So, you know, people say, oh, you know, can we bring a pen in, because I don't trust our pencils, there's 50,000 people erasing votes and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah, you can bring a pen, you can bring a crayon, you can bring anything that's going to give a clear indication of your vote.
It doesn't have to be a pencil, but it does have to be the one clear number and no other markings.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you know, at the moment, we're following the course of a ballot box. I think 784 in the Dublin County constituency. And we saw all the material going in, it being sealed. I was at the Dominican school in Convent Road in Dunleary. Shout out to the polling staff this morning. And was there seeing the ballot box opened and all the material taken out and then sealed again for the votes to go in. We'll be back to it tonight and we'll be seeing the votes coming out of that ballot box tomorrow morning at the count centre. It is so transparent. It's an amazingly transparent system that we have in this country. And when you see the votes being counted and all the people scrutinising and make sure that this is being done correctly, like, it is so transparent. It's a wonderful exercise in democracy.
And it's a phenomenal amount of work that's been going on, you know, from the Electoral Commission, the return officers, the count staff, who probably have a couple of late nights ahead.
And the local authorities for getting people registered. Yeah. I mean, they've been under such pressure this year with the nearly 500,000 people registering and another 200,000 updating their details online. So they've been put to the pin of their collar and have done a fantastic job. So there is a huge, almost industry there to support you to go out today and vote.
So even if it's raining, go out and vote.
Definitely.
Tim Carey, Head of Electoral Operations at Uncumbershoon Thalchain. Gramila Mahagot.